This episode of the Jordan Taylor Show is brought to you by Tinky Winky.
You are fake news.
And it is the Jordan Taylor Show. My name is Jordan Taylor. Welcome. I'm sorry that nobody was a part of my intro. I kind of forgot to call someone. My bad, guys. Found out some terrible news today. Turns out that YouTube doesn't want you guys to know the truth. Okay? They don't care. They don't want you guys to know. I'm going to get into all that. Turns out I am not advertiser friendly anymore because I'm trying to tell you guys the truth. But besides that, I also today wanted to talk to you guys about what it's like getting recognized in public. That's something that has been happening to me more recently. It's because I moved to a location that I'm assuming has more of a homeschool population in it. The place that I currently lived my entire life really didn't have that much of a homeschool population, so things have changed now as I, you know, go out to the grocery store and stuff like that. It's nothing crazy or anything, but I just want to tell you guys just a little bit about what that's like, and what I, you know, really enjoy that some people do. I hope that doesn't sound too conceited, but it is something that has been on my mind recently. Also, at the very end of my show today, I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about how my third class of the Master Gardeners course, how that went. That was tonight, so if any of you even care about that, stick around to the very end. So let's just hop right into the show and talk about how YouTube, they don't want you to know the truth. I'm not advertiser friendly anymore.
Where have the Teletubbies gone?
Oh man, guys, just so much controversy, really, so much controversy. I never thought this would have happened to me, to my channel, Jordan Taylor Videos, but really, one of my videos has been deemed not advertiser friendly. I was actually in my Master Gardeners class today. And I just find this whole thing really funny. It doesn't even matter to me, but so I was sitting in my Master Gardeners class, and it was like halftime, where we get to get up and get some snacks and go to the bathroom if we have to or whatever. So I just pull out my phone and I'm looking through my videos on YouTube Studios or whatever. Just I honestly don't even know why. It's probably just habit or whatever. And I go through and I see this special sign next to one of my videos that I've never seen before. And I was like, oh, that's weird. I wonder what that means. It's like this this gold dollar sign. And it kind of looked nice. And I was like, wow, maybe it's like something special. Maybe it's like something like nice. Like it's a special little feature because the video was so good. So I'm like, man, that's pretty cool. So I put my phone down and class starts again. I come back home and, you know, YouTube Studios, on your phone, you can't really see all the details. So I get back home and I get on my computer. I'm like, oh, right, I was going to look up what my special little designation is, the special gold dollar sign. So I go on. And I go through my videos, and if I find the video, and it highlighted, and it says it's not advertiser friendly. And I looked at the video, and it's proof Donald Trump is a Teletubby. And I'm like, man, there's only one thing that there is to say. They don't want the true knowledge to get out. They don't want it to get out. And you know what? I don't understand why. I get it a little bit. Okay, I can see why they don't want you guys to know that Donald Trump is a Teletubby. They don't want you to know that. And you know, I mean, that's their choice. There's nothing I can do. At least they didn't take the video down, so you can still know. I guess they're trying their hardest to entice me to take the video down. But you know what? I'm just going to leave it up. I don't even care if I make one penny from it. I don't even care. The truth needs to get out that Donald Trump is Tinky Winky. Okay, everybody thinks I'm making these political stances on all my political views about Donald Trump. I'm like, I don't care, man. I'm just trying to tell you guys that he is literally Tinky Winky. Okay, go watch the video. I'll link to it in the little description. Okay, go watch the video. It is spelled out for you. You will not believe your mind
when you see this. And for some reason, YouTube, they don't want you to know this. Okay? Maybe they like the Teletubbies. Maybe it's a positive thing to them. That he's a Teletubby. I mean, I don't think that YouTube really likes Donald Trump that much. So maybe they take it as a positive. And they're like, we don't want the young kids to know this because then maybe they'll like Donald Trump, you know? Look, all I'm saying is go watch the video, see it for yourself. I will not get any money from you with that view. And you know what? I don't even care. You need to know the truth. And they don't want you to know it, so you gotta click it. So let's talk about getting recognized in public. This story that I'm about to tell you is what sparked my thought on this today. And just several stories that have been happening recently. But anyway, so me and Sarah were at Home Depot today and we were getting some stuff for the bathroom. We're going to make like a vanity, like I was saying. We actually didn't get to make it yesterday like I thought that we would. So we went to Home Depot today to get the materials and stuff. But when we walked down like the piping aisle, I saw a kid there with his dad, and somehow I just knew that this guy watched my videos, and I can't really explain to people how I sometimes just know when somebody watches, but I can just sense they give off this vibe. And anyway, so I saw him look over at me, and you know, I mean, I was in my peripheral or whatever. And he was like, you know, pulled out his phone and just started acting like suspicious or whatever. And he was like, started talking to his dad and stuff. But he didn't say anything to me. And we actually walked down several aisles, like just randomly, like kept like seeing each other. But like, I didn't really know what to say. I thought that he recognized me. I mean, I know that he did or whatever, but he chose not to say anything or whatever. That's that, like, I never know what to do in a situation like that. Like, do I just assume that this guy like knows who I am, or do I just wait on him to say something? Like, I mean, like, what would you even say? Like, hey, so do you watch my videos? Or, I mean, I guess I could say that. I don't know. I just don't exactly know how to approach that that like initiating that conversation. I guess I just always just kind of wait for somebody to say something, and then I like know what to say because it's like, oh, okay, yeah. So you watch, but like if I just assume that and they say no, that would probably be like the most awkward thing. So do you watch my videos? And they just look at me like, no, I what? I'm like, oh, okay, never mind. Sorry, I just look like the biggest idiot of all time. But so, like, this kind of thing has been happening more recently to me. Not people not coming up and saying anything, but like people like stopping me at like the grocery store and stuff, which is really strange because that's never really. Not that that's never really happened, not like in the grocery store. And I think that has been happening more often because, like I said in my intro, the place that I moved to after me and Sarah got married it's more of a place that would seem like it has more of like a homeschool population. The place that I previously lived just didn't really give you that vibe at all. And so, like, going to, like, Kroger and stuff, or, like, just, you know, a restaurant or at the grocery store, like, I never thought, oh, I'm gonna get recognized here, because I just knew that not really anybody watched my videos out there. But now it's a really different feeling, like, now, like, going out to just, like, the grocery store and being, like, you know, like every other time somebody, like recognizes us and stuff. So it's just like a different feeling, like going to the grocery store and being like, wow, like somebody, you know, could potentially be like, you know, watching us or like when we're around. It's just, I don't know. It's different. I enjoy it. I really enjoy when people like come up and, you know, it's just super surreal to me. Like I wish that, if that guy had recognized me today, I wish that he would have come up and said something. Maybe I should have said something, initiated that. Maybe he's not the type of person to initiate a conversation like that, which is that's how I am too, so I understand. But yeah, it's just interesting being in a location now where getting recognized as doing common things, like not like walking around downtown Nashville, but just like going to your local grocery store. Like you have the potential to like run into somebody who watches one of your videos. It's just, I don't know, it's really cool. But anybody out there, if you ever see me around at the grocery store out to eat, come by and say something to me, please. Like, I really, really, really love talking to you guys and interacting with you, like when we actually just happen by random chance to run into each other in public. Like, that is one of my favorite things. So if that ever somehow happens, come up and say something, because I'm always very sad when I get a tweet after I get home and somebody says, hey, I saw you at this place, didn't want to bother you, or hey, I saw you and I didn't want to come up and say something, blah blah blah, and they like give a reason. That always makes me extremely sad, because I really really, honestly, I remember almost every single like time that somebody has randomly come up and said something. So it always sticks with me, and always means a lot to me, and it brightens up my day a little bit. So if that ever happens, please, 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 God, just say something. Please don't be scared. Please don't be scared. It's just me. Anyways, I am gonna go to sleep right now, but I just want to tell you guys that my Master Gardener's class was like really, really, really good tonight. The teacher was really awesome, really engaging. It was obvious that he was extremely passionate about the topic of like how to tell if plants are healthy or not, and like things you can do to, you know, help save them and give them a good environment and stuff. The other classes just kind of seemed like they were something that we were doing, that it was just kind of like a requirement, but it didn't really matter. But this one, like, the guy was really awesome, and I really liked him a lot. And he's going to be back in like 2 weeks, so I'm really, really excited to get to hear him again. But anyways, yeah, so all that to say, I'm going to go to sleep right now and get up and just do some things. All right, guys, I'll see you tomorrow. Okay, bye.